This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has signed a series of executive orders aimed at stemming the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
He's essentially serving notice that the response is under new management.
We're in a national emergency. It's time we treat it like one.
The president signing 10 executive orders, including ones to boost vaccinations and mask wearing. They're now required when traveling, even as he orders new aggressive measures, comparing them to a wartime effort. The president warns there will be setbacks and the pandemic will get worse.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around.
But his message to a country waiting for action?
Help is on the way.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The top infectious disease expert in the United States says the Biden administration would be completely open and honest when it spoke to the American people about the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci told a briefing at the White House Thursday that everything relayed to the public would be based on science and evidence.
One of the things that we're going to do is to be completely transparent, open, and honest. If things go wrong, not point fingers, but to correct them and to make everything we do be based on science and evidence.
Fauci, who also served on former President Trump's coronavirus task force, said the United States remains in a serious state with regard to the pandemic. However, he added that it appears the case numbers might be plateauing in the sense of turning around. Fauci said that he expects current vaccines would be effective against variants of the coronavirus. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Dozens of people were killed and scores injured in a twin suicide bombing in Baghdad on Thursday. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Suicide bombings have become rare in the Iraqi capital since Islamic State was defeated in 2017. But Iraqi authorities called it a terrorist incident. And the head of Iraq's civil defense said Islamic State could have been behind it. Iraq's military said two attackers wearing explosive vests blew themselves up among shoppers at a crowded market in Tehran Square. In central Baghdad, Islamic State militants remain in Iraq, waging an insurgency against Iraqi forces and attacking local officials in parts of the north. Government and military officials believe Islamic State is no longer capable of taking over significant territory, but expect it to continue to wage attacks that threaten Iraq's stability and security.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. U.S. officials say President Joe Biden is proposing a five-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed the proposed five-year extension.
The president has long been clear that the New START treaty is in the national security interests of the United States.
The New START treaty limits the U.S. and Russia to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads each.
New START is the only remaining treaty constraining Russian nuclear forces.
And it's set to expire next month.
This extension makes even more sense when the relationship with Russia is adversarial, as it is at this time.
Russia has said for some time it would welcome an extension. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Salisbury Cathedral in southwestern England has become a vaccination center as the government expands its shot program to larger, unconventional venues to speed delivery. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The calming notes of Bach and Handel help to put nervous residents at ease as they take their first shot of the coronavirus vaccine. The cathedral's music director, David Halls, believes it's the ideal scenario to get the jab.
Well, I don't think it's any surprise that if you play quite calming music, or music which people know, which I think is important as well, it has one of those effects on the human spirit.
Local resident Derek Dunbar was looking forward to his vaccination day.
It just feels like coming in and out because of the music. It gives you a sort of feeling of pleasure.
The UK plans to offer a first dose of vaccine to more than 15 million people by mid-February as it targets the country's oldest and most vulnerable residents in the programme's first phase. Karen Chamas, London.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials closing lower, but the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 in positive territory. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.